I've just done nearly 15 years jar, you know what I mean? So, yeah, when I get out, hopefully I'll get out in probably 2:15. So, yeah. See what happens after that, eh?
I'm sure you'll run into quite a few of your mob in
there. I'm studying to be a social worker now at the moment.
That's deadly,
for a Deakin University. I've been doing that for 29 months now, so when I get out, I'm going to go up north, up around probably, I was thinking more up around maybe Derby on Broome, up around that way.
Oh, right, yeah.
Northern Western Australia. In the Aboriginal community, like I've found out that a lot of them going, like they think that the older generation's the way to go, drinking, smoking dope, sticking needles up their arm and that, you know. I've done all that and that's just all crap, you know. It's just like if you're depressed or something, it's only a short-term solution, you know. Go and do good things in your life, you know. Like, don't waste it on grog and needles and shit like that, because at the end of the day, that's just all shit. And you got false friends around you all the time, you know. Mm. They don't give a fuck if you're dead, alive, you know, like in jail, anywhere, you know, like. They're just there for what they can get, and that's it, you know what I mean? Like, look after number one in life, you know, and, yeah, just do the right thing in life and just, yeah, just respect yourself and everyone around you, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, when you're in a cell, like, you got nothing there, no one around you, that's when you know that you've done the wrong thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so, yeah, and life don't reveal around four walls, I can certainly tell you that.